Right, Declan, back to action tomorrow night again. Finn Harps on the road, away to Shelburne, a team who they've had relative success this season.
Yeah, listen, I mean, obviously a difficult match once you're away from home. Shelburne have been going reasonably well in the league, and they've accumulated a lot of points as well. So they've done really well. I mean, they're sitting on 25 points. So they've done had a really good season after being promoted last year. And obviously, Dave McDuff's come in doing an excellent job. I suppose the away form has been better than their home form. And the last time Harps were up there, they got a comfortable victory and the big 3 points. And they'll be looking for something somewhere on Friday night.
Yes, just before we chat about maybe team situation, they'll obviously be keeping an eye tonight. UCD in action tonight, the team who Harps seem to be competing with all the time. So UCD at home to Bowes tonight. So,
yeah, listen, it's obviously a difficult match for UCD, they who are at home to Bowes. Bowes will be looking for 3 big points as well. And the last time they played up in Belfield, they ended up 1-1 with UCD, probably deserving 3 points on that night. But they've lost players since that, with the transfer window opened, and Liam Kerrigan, who's probably a star player and who scored in Fulham Park early in the season for UCD, and he's obviously left them. So that's a big loss to UCD. But I'm expecting Bowes tonight to turn them over and get 3 points.
Yes, well, back to Harps, Declan. Home to Shamrock Rovers last week. The performance, it's very hard to judge their performance because they're against the best team in the country at the moment. So they just have to move on from that. They've obviously lost Eric McWoods. Ethan Boyle coming back in, and Ollie will have to try and rejig the team with possibly Ryan Rainey coming back into contention as well. So it's going to be a tricky game for them again tomorrow night.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, the performance against Shamrock Rovers, especially the second half, was a bit more positive. Obviously, Shamrock Rovers are an excellent team, and they dominated the ball and the play, and they had a large possession over Harps in the game, but second half was more encouraging. Obviously, Eric Woods been taken off with a hamstring injury, it looks serious enough, so hopefully he won't be out too long. So Ethan Boyd coming back in, Ryan Rainey coming back in, obviously they have Harry Nicholson as well, who's signed, so he's a centre-half, so he'll probably go into the squad as well. So those players will help and strengthen up those areas defensively as well, because obviously Dave Webster's been out for the whole season and he's been badly missed.
Yeah, and you mentioned Harry Nicholson signing, and also we were talking earlier, but Adam McCaffrey has signed from the academy, so Ollie's trying to get a few players into his squad.
Yeah, I mean, there's no doubt about it that the squad overall is probably a wee bit thin. He's looking to bring in more quality and a bit more experience. Obviously, Harry coming in will give him that experience, whereas Adam will give that youth and energy. Excellent player, can through the academy, played along myself in the under-17 team from Dunlow, and it's good to see him back playing, even through, I suppose, a difficult time over the last 6 to 9 months, and it's good to see him back playing and back in the squad, and he's a very talented player, so let's hope now he can push on now and get into the first team and give us extra support in that area.
Hopefully, Declan, they can get something out of tomorrow night. They need to start possibly getting somebody to score a few goals from somewhere else in the pitch, maybe. But tomorrow night, they need to try and get something out of it and maybe score a couple of goals.
Yeah, it's going to be a difficult match. We know that. I suppose our Achilles heel all year has been scoring goals. But you're absolutely right what you're saying. You know, we can't just put all the pressure on the front three to go and score. So midfielders have to chip in, and if not, centre halves as well. And the last time that we're up in Shelburne, I think 2 of the goals scored from set plays as well. So that's an area that they'll look to probably to try to affect and try to get goals from set plays. But yeah, listen, everybody has to chip in with goals. When you're down there and you're struggling a wee bit, you know, everybody has to do their part. And you know, if they can score first away from home against that Shelburne team, I think they're going and won't get 3 points tomorrow night.